this famous Liberty Net, longest running net on amateur radio, as far as I know. It's definitely the longest running, it's probably the only current events net been on the air since 1974 with legendary net control operator, the late W1WCR, who unfortunately is a silent key now, having passed away earlier this year. So anyway, you're going to have to make do with me tonight, at least for a while. So anyway, I'm going to take some check-ins here for the Liberty Net. If you want to participate, go ahead and give me your call.
This is Kilo 4 Whiskey X-Ray.
Kilo Charlie 8 Echo Hotel.
K-O-Kill.
Okay, I got, let me get a pencil that writes here. Okay, I got K4WX, and who was the other station?
Kilo Charlie 8
Echo Hotel.
Okay, the KLQ station, what's the prefix?
November 8, Kilo Lima, Quebec, Jim.
Okay, N8KLQ, did I get that right?
That's a record. The name is Jim, Joey and Mike.
Okay, there's another station there, but his signal's kind of down near the noise level, but if you try it again, I'll try to get your call this time. Go ahead and give me your call. That weaker station. Okay, I got a Kilo Charlie 8. I'm missing the next letter, and then Hotel Romeo. What letter am I missing?
Echo.
Okay, KC8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Do I have that correct? Over.
Affirmative.
Yeah, and what's the name there?
Indy November Tango.
Okay, Clint, I got you. I gotta change writing instruments again. I'm on number 3. My pencil's broke. And so I think I got one that works. Well, wait a minute here. Something's going on with these pencils. Let me see if this all right, that's working. Okay, finally got a pencil here that works. Okay, I got KK4WX, NAKLQ, T8EHR. Anybody else want to check in?
Hey, Bill's right down Kilo Alpha 1, Foxtrot Alpha, I believe, was trying to check in. That's Kilo Alpha 1, Foxtrot Alpha. Did you get that one?
Yeah, hang on. I got to get... I grabbed a tablet that's some kind of waterproof paper, and this thing doesn't work worth it. Oh, wait a minute, I got a pencil here. That'll write. Okay, Russ, what was that other call sign you were trying to relay?
It was Kilowatt Alpha 1 Foxtrot Alpha. Kilowatt Alpha 1 Foxtrot Alpha. Can you give me your name, sir? Kilowatt Alpha 1 Foxtrot Alpha. This is Kilo 4 Whiskey X-Ray Russ in Southern Georgia for relay. Over. Okay, I'm not sure I got the name. Was it Ron, R-O-N, or Ronnie, or... I'm not sure. Can you give me that one more time?
Rodney?
Did I get that right? Rodney? Okay, I don't know if you could hear his signal. He's got a pretty good signal down here, Bill, but his name is Rodney, and his call is Kilowatt Alpha 1 Foxtrot Alpha, so we did get the call right. Over.
Yeah, Roger, I got it. Yeah, I can't really hear him. I can tell somebody's talking, but I can't really hear him, but as long as you're copying him, then we'll put him on the list. Anybody else want to check into the Liberty Net?
Yeah, Whiskey 2, golf in the Oscars.
Okay, we had two stations double. One, the Kilo station, give me your call. Okay, I got K1 BMW. What's the name there?
Name here is Bill Bravo.
Okay, Bill, I got you. Who was the other station?
Whiskey 2, golf in the Oscar.
Okay, GIO, I forgot your first name.
First name is Frank. First name is Frank, over.
Okay, Frank, I got you. I've heard you. I heard that call a million times, but I forgot your name. Anybody else want to check into the Liberty Net?
KD0RSA.
Did you get KB0RFA?
Yeah, is it Sierra or what's the one for F, Frank? Is it F or S?
That's Kilo Bravo Zulu Romeo Sierra Alpha RFA.
Oh.
Yeah, and what's his name?
You know who that is. That's, don't put me in a fix like this. You're talking to an old man that's getting Alzheimer's, I believe. What's the name out there?
Mo.
That's Mo. M-O.
Okay, yeah, Mo, RSA, yeah, it's another call I've heard many times, but, you know, you got to forgive me, I'm getting old and my mind doesn't work. Well, it probably didn't ever work 100%, but anyway, so I got KB0RSA. Any other check-ins? Okay, well, we'll take in check-ins as they come in, but we got a list. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stations. That's enough to get started, and of course, Bob will be clocking in about 20 minutes or maybe a little longer. He had to go to a wedding or something, but he said he'd be be about a half hour late, so we'll have him in there. And maybe a few other ones. But anyway, I'm going to get this show rolling. You know, I'm anymore with the news, daily news. I like alternate between being pissed off and laughing myself silly. It's an odd situation. But it just never stops with these stories where they're trying to combat so-called racism. And the liberals, the leftists, they come up with the most ridiculous solutions that, you know, any person with any common sense could look at their solution and know that this isn't going to work. Well, anyway, here's another example. This is KO4FE. Headline, Minnesota middle school will eliminate the F grade to combat systematic racism. So they're going to stop giving out F. So anyway, it says a YouTube video posted by Sunrise Park Middle School in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, details a new grading school that lacks the letter F. The system announced during the 2021-22 school year does not include a 0 to 49.9 percentiles for students. And it says, our whole intent is to ensure that grades focus on the process of learning, Principal Christina Pierre said in the video. Therefore, grades will not include behaviors, attitude, tardiness to class, whether the assignment was turned in late or on time. There's other ways we can communicate those things to parents. It says Associate Principal Norman Bell went on to elaborate that students are encouraged to retake, revise tests, quizzes, papers, projects, and have a 10-day window to do so from the date the grade is posted. So it sounds like they could do retroactive work on their school, so that if they get a low grade, they can go back and retest, take tests and quizzes and rewrite papers, and they got 10 days to do so. That's unbelievable. I don't know how a school can operate like that. And if it's 10 days, why not make it 30 days? I mean, we don't want to have systematic racism. But anyway, they still haven't explained how none of this has anything to do with race. But anyway, it says Sunrise Park Middle School serves students in grades 6 through 8 in the White Bear Lake Area Schools, IFD 624. It's located in a suburb of St. Paul. I mean, these people are going nuts up in Minnesota. It says Fox News reached out to the district to see if the grading scale would be implemented at middle schools wide, which only includes one additional campus, but is yet to hear back. The district superintendent, Wayne Kasmerzak, was named Minnesota Association of School Administrators 2021 Superintendent of the Year. Wonder if he got that for doing away with their grading system. The school website discussing the award details how the district conducted a so-called equity audit, which showed grading disparities among students of color. So I guess if you're black and you get a low score, then even if you didn't take the test or didn't do the work, then that's a problem for the school. So in order to correct your F grade, they're going to do something else. Anyway, he says grading can be one of the largest areas in which systematic racism and inequities are perpetuated. Dr. Kasmerzak and WBLAS believe grades should be the measure of what a student knows and has mastered in a given course. Grading should not be a behavioral punishment and should not be a measure of how well a student can survive stress at home, the website, whatever. You know, it's a wonder these kids will learn anything. But that's where we're going, and, you know, don't be surprised if this kind of crap ends up in your school. I mean, why have any standards at all? Just as soon as the kids graduate or enroll in kindergarten, just hand them a high school diploma, and why bother even letting them take up time in school if they're going to go do this kind of stuff? And, of course, this is not going to change anything about who learns what. So anyway, this is the world we live in. All right, let's go down Georgia, down to the Southern Command, KK4WX. We'll see what he's got down there. So KK4WX from KO4FE, take it away, Russ.
Okay, Bill. Good. KO4FE, net control of the Liberty Net. This is KK4WX from Southern Georgia. Good evening to one and all, and got a beautiful week down here in the South. This has much to do with the Liberty Net, but I thought I would share that we went up in the North Georgia Mountains for about... we left last Sunday and then returned home Thursday, so we spent three or four days up in the mountains near Hiawatha, Georgia, and kind of moseyed around and whatnot, and went up to Murphy, North Carolina a little bit, and all around, and got a little eating and enjoying the food, and got to go by and go to a fruit market slash apple orchard and get some fresh northern Georgia apples. I guess it's that time of year for fresh apples. So my mother used to take them and slice them up, and she'd dry them out in the sun. I guess maybe some of you might not have heard of it. Some of you might have, but nowadays they have a dehydrator. I've got a dehydrator, and I'm working on my third batch. I bought about $50 worth of apples, which this day and time isn't all that. But anyway, we've been peeling and slicing apples and putting them in the dehydrator, and now I'm working on my third batch. So I've sort of tried to preserve some apples so we'll have a little bit all along. Anyway, we've been enjoying that. They sure are good this time of year. I've got an email that came from a pretty good source of mine, and I won't give any names, but I thought it was interesting enough to mention it here on the Liberty Net. It's quite alarming to me, and if it's true, I just don't know. I don't know what to say about it other than this administration or the people that's behind it are absolutely out of their minds. I mean, they're worse than they're worse than the ones out there in these what were they somewhere out there in the Middle East where they destroyed artifacts that was thousands of years old and whatnot. But anyway, I'll read it, and you can make of it what you will. It says, the subject says, CSA, for those of you who don't know the acronym for CSA, the Confederate States of America relics in military museums to be destroyed. It says, if this is true, your U.S. congressman needs to be aware of it. It says, the author of the message below is the brother of a congressman from Texas, and I know him to be an honorable patriot. So I give strong credence to his message, and it's signed by this individual. It says, now here's the message by this congressman from Texas. I don't think it really gives his name other than Jim. But it says, someone high up in the military chain of command has ordered the directors of all Army museums, most likely Navy, Marines, and Air Force also, to box up all of their Confederate and Nazi relics and send them to Fort Bragg for immediate destruction. It says, all of these incredible historical relics are to be incinerated ASAP. This order is being kept very quiet, but it is very real. The destruction of our history is akin to the burning of the library at Alexandria. Every single one of us who believes history must be preserved needs to call the congressman today and demand it be stopped, and that whoever issued this order be held accountable. Many of the collections are already boxed and on pallets ready to be shipped to their total destruction. It is happening fast. Delay is not an option. Call today. Demand this to be stopped. Says, my brother John called me last night and told me about this. Stephen Sylvia, I don't know who that is, but says a guy John and I know in the collecting world who is an author and show promoter told John. Stephen was alerted to this bad news by the director of the National Signal Corps Museum, who already has the museum's Confederate Nazi collection in boxes on 10 4x4 pallets ready for shipment to Fort Bragg, where it will all be destroyed. goes on to say, I'm alerting all collectors I know, telling them that to call their congressman today. John is doing what he can. Hopefully the artifact can be saved. The Hundling, in case any of you don't know what the Hundling is, that's the Confederate submarine, you know, that was brought up from the off of the coast of South Carolina. Anyway, I'll continue. It says the Hundley is in a private museum. However, just for instance, the National Infantry Museum at Fort Benning, and by the way, if anybody that had never been to the museum at Fort Benning is really missing a treat. But it says the National Infantry Museum at Fort Benning, Georgia, has many, many incredible historical artifacts like Hermann Göring's bejeweled baton of authority, many other high-ranking Nazi items, all of which were captured at considerable sacrifice. The Smithsonian has all of John Singleton Mosby's uniforms and personal effects in perfect condition. They have untold other Confederate and Nazi relics. John is calling the Smithsonian today to find out what is happening to all of their stuff. It makes me ill at my stomach to think that we're about so much really important history to the woke mob. The world has gone mad. God save us, and it's signed Jim. So, thought that was very, very worthwhile to mention here on the Liberty Net. And, you know, I don't know how real this is or whatever, but if true, it probably wouldn't hurt to alert your congressman to the fact that you've heard about this and that it was being kept very, very quiet, and that you're very alarmed about these so-called relics might be destroyed. I mean, folks, we just can't keep erasing history like this. I mean, this is pure out tyrannical, and it's Marxist at the root of it, and it's just pure out evil. So, if this is true, we definitely need to bring it to the forefront and to the attention of our congressmen in our areas, and let them know about it. They need to speak up and say something and try to stop this madness. So back up there to you, Bill, KO4FE in the Liberty Net. This is KK4WX from Southern Georgia.
Okay, KK4WX. Liberty Net, this is KO4FE. Well, Russ, you know, that story, it sounds entirely believable because these fanatics, you know, everybody ought to revisit the movie 1984. Now, I know there was a couple versions of that. There was one made back in the 50s, and then there was a remake in color made, I think, in the 90s. I prefer the one in the 90s. But anyway, everybody ought to watch that because the parallels with that movie and modern times, at least in the last, certainly within the last few years, is just scary, you know, where they had a room full of people and they're all out there. They'd show pictures of different politicians that they didn't like, and they'd have to stand there and scream and rage at these people, kind of like what the left was doing with Trump. They just, it was just emotional hysteria, screaming, and everything else. But this movie, it really, the parallels are uncanny. And then the destruction of history, where they would continuously go back and rewrite history books, search old newspaper archives and ones that didn't fit the political agenda. They would go in and destroy the news articles, anything that didn't fit the agenda. And this was an ongoing operation. So anyway, it's pretty scary. And if anybody thinks, well, you know, I don't like the Nazis or I'm not from the South. If you think that's going to stop with that, this is just a warm up. They're going to keep, once they eradicate that, they're just going to move on to the founding fathers. They never stop. This type of woke revisionism and censorship, it has no end. They will eventually be writing Barack Obama out of the history books because they'll say he wasn't woke enough. So it's never going to stop. In their mind, this is a continuous process to destroy history, and that only whatever's being talked about at the moment is the only truth. So that's, watch that that 1984 movie. I can't remember who starred in it, but it's in color. I think it was made in the early 90s, but it's pretty good. And dig that one up, and I think you'll be shocked at how close that movie is to what's going on now. So anyway, let me keep it moving. We're going to go down to Jim. I'm not sure if I can hear him, but somebody will be hearing him. So N8KLQ Liberty Net from KO4FE. Take it away, Jim.
Any of the comments?
Hear him?
I could tell he was in there, but I cannot copy.
Yeah, I don't hear anything. I don't even hear any semblance of a transmission. Maybe the band shifted, but anyway, it's going to make it rough. So let's keep it moving. Let's go to Clint, KC8EHR Liberty Net from KO4FB. Give it a shot, Clint.
Hey, hold on, Bill. Hold on. We got another check. That other guy that wants to check in, what's your call? Whiskey Zero what? Okay, Whiskey Zero, Charlie Golf, Charlie, what is your name, please? Okay, Chris, in Kingston, Tennessee. Bill, did you copy Chris? He's got a pretty good signal down here, over.
Yeah, I copied him, W0CGC, Chris, I believe it is. I think he's in Tennessee. Yeah, I copied him.
Okay, go ahead and put him on your list and then pass it on to the next one there, Bill. I happened to hear him, and I think you were partially keyed up and probably didn't catch him, so I thought I'd get him while we had him there. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Okay, Chris, we got you on the list. So let's kick it over to Clint, see if we can copy him. KC8EHR from KO4FE. Give it a shot, Clint. Hearing anything, Russ?
Nope, negative down here either.
Okay, well, let's go on. Maybe Clint can try it on the second round. Let's go to KA1FA Rodney. Let's see if you can make the trip. This is KO4FE. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Okay, K1FA. Okay, Rodney, I got about 90% of that. Yeah, it's Marxism. There's no way to, no other way around, you know, and we've seen the Marxist model in other countries work. Best example I can give is in Red China during the 60s when they had the Red Guards running around. Those were mobs of teenagers and university students going around attacking elderly Chinese, destroying their religious temples, their traditional religious shrines, burning books by Confucius, and doing things like that. They're always trying to rewrite history by destroying the past. So that's nothing new, and it doesn't have anything to do with white supremacy or any, that's all just the target that they use to destroy the society. Because in China, they used another term. I don't know what they have different terms for describing different groups of people over there that they didn't like and wanted to get rid of. So anyway, let's go down to Bill, K1BMW. Bill, this is KO4FE. Take it away.
Hey, hold on, Bill. I got another check-in that was checking in while you were keyed up. Over.
Yeah, go ahead. Get his call.
Yeah, the gentleman's call is KO4VOV. K Oscar 4, Victor Oscar Victor, I believe. And let me see what his name is. What is your name, VOV? Over. Did you say Stephen?
K-E-4-V-O-V.
Okay, K-E-4-V-O-V. His name is Steve in South Alabama. Name is Steve. K-E-4, Victor Oscar Victor. Did you copy him by any chance, Bill?
Yeah, I got him. He's got a pretty readable signal, so I got him on the list. So did Bill come back? K1BMW, did you hear him?
I don't know. Give him a call, Bill.
Yeah, K1BMW, you still in there? No, I don't hear anything. Let's go down to Frank. W2GIO. Come on, Frank. We need you in here. This is KO4FE. Take it away.
Okay. Let me turn some volume down here. W2GIO. And I'm overcoming this COVID thing. And I'm taking my ivermectin. So anybody interested in... And dealing with the COVID and ivermectin, shoot me an email. And that's about all I have because I just haven't been up to doing a lot of homework. So I'm glad you guys are here. And I'm going to be wishing you a good evening. And the good news today is that God loves us. So back to you, Bill, W2GIO.
Okay, W2GIO. Hey, Frank, is that stuff helping you any?
Oh, I think so. Well, I'll let you know. I just started taking it on Monday, and I took a dose on Monday and then another one on Wednesday. And, yeah, I'm feeling better now. And so I'll know in about it. It usually takes about 3 days for the first dose to kind of kick in, and then you take a second dose, and it should kind of, you should be feeling better after that. If you don't, you got to just take a few more doses. That's all. So I'll know in about a week whether I'm going to be alive or not. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. How much, what is the dosage for that stuff?
Point two grams per kilogram of your body weight. So so I'm 185 pounds, so that's 85 kilograms and times 0.2. So it's about Let me look. For me, it's 34 milligrams. 34 milligrams, and I have a scale here that you use to make to weigh powder for reloading bolts. Sold by Harbor Freight, and so it's pretty easy to. And it's not critical, by the way. So this is not like if you don't do this exactly right, you die. No. It's got a lot of latitude. So anyhow, I'm using 0.4 milligrams per kilogram of body weight, and that comes out to 34 milligrams of ivermectin for me. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, that sounds pretty interesting, Frank. Make sure if you get some positive results, make sure you let us know about that. Okay, let's go down to Mo, KB0RSA from KO4FE. Take it away, Mo.
KO4FE, KB0RSA, Mo out here in Nebraska. Well, I was trying to hear you fellas, but the fellow in Georgia, X, whatever it is, Mike Russell, I can hear him quite well. The rest of you can't hear at all. Anyway, I do appreciate getting on the net and getting less than what's going on. And that thing out in Minnesota, that would be a disaster as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, well, that's the way it is nowadays, I guess. But what I'm suggesting is you fellas need to learn how to that company, I don't remember which company it is. Maybe you can look it up on the computer. I don't have one. They said they're going to quit making black powder. So even if you don't need it, you need to know how to do it. And at least have some of it around where you can do it in case you need it. That would be my suggestion. I'm going to do that this winter. Right now I'm working on my tail blind to work this winter to get some hide to sell. If the price is right, why, I'd sure appreciate it. The neighbor up north of me here, he shot 65 coyotes last winter, and if you go $40 on a hide or a carcass, why, that adds up to $15 to spend on some more ammunition and a little bit of enjoyment. So you might think about doing something like that, too, if you're out in the country. Well, I'm out in the country, so I can do that. Anyway, you kind of just need to have the information and know how to do it. I'm going to build some of the stuff to do it myself. The actual part and the stealing and making dust out of it and what have you. That is possible, but I can do that myself. So it wouldn't hurt for you guys to learn that. It's a little more difficult than what it sounds. But anyway, I'll get off of the net and listen some more. So this is KD0RSA. I'll turn it back to FE over.
Okay, KB0RSA, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, now let me see if I got this, Mo. You're saying they're going to stop making black powder? Is that what you said, or is it just one company's going to stop making it?
Well, the way I understand it, one
Yeah, Roger. Well, I don't hunt anymore. I never was in the muzzle loading. But I know there's guys I worked with used to go out in muzzle loader season, so I guess they need black powder. But anyway, we'll have to see what happens with that one. Okay, let's go down to Chris and see what he's got to contribute. W0CGC, this is the Liberty Net from KO4FE. Go ahead, Chris. Anybody hear anything?
Negative copy down here in the south.
Okay, well, I don't know what happened to Chris. Maybe he'll come back. So anyway, it's up to Steve, KE4VOV from KO4FE. Take it away, Steve. Well, I don't hear anything from him either. Do we have any other check-ins?
Kilowatt Charlie 4, radio
entry. Okay, that call sounds familiar. What's the name?
The name is Dave in Tennessee. Kilowatt Charlie 4, radio
entry. Okay, well, Dave, you're at the end of the list, and I'm at the end of the list, so go ahead and take it. KC4RX from KO4FE. Take it away.
Did you ever call Steve down there in Southern Alabama, KE4VOV?
Yeah, I just called him. No contact.
Oh, okay. KE4VOV, are you still on frequency?
I guess not.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Okay, I'm going to say it this way. Since the government, with Mr. Fauci's help and all that, and we know when the COVID was introduced to this country, it was in Donald Trump's reign, and since they have taken the pressure kill you and me and my fellow man and everybody else, I think that when it finally comes time that we have to deal with these skunks, that we should show them the same pleasure. I really believe that. And as far as this administration, the whole world knows that the Biden administration and Obama and all that, takeover in this country is what I would call it, to put it mildly. And they have no legitimacy whatsoever. They absolutely have nothing legitimate about them. They've got a fake president. Half the time you don't even know if Joe Biden is there. You got a couple of different characters playing his role in this little game. And they need to realize that we're not going to pay attention to them. Don't give them an inch. Don't give them no credibility. They just have no credibility. The CDC, they say that they're going to get right into guns, and they're going to find out just how much problems the guns are causing. We all know, you all know, that that's just going to be another grab at the guns in this country. They have no legitimacy whatsoever to do anything with guns. They have they're not legitimate in any way, shape, or form. Medically, they're not there for that. They're not a government agency. They're funded partially by the government, but they certainly aren't. They have no legitimacy to play a role in guns or play a role in rounding people up as they claim they are. And I'll say this: the former government agencies are all illegitimate, in my opinion. With a lot of other people, all the executive orders, mandates, guidelines, and all that, there would be no difference about it. All the females wrote those mandates because you've got an illegitimate president. $2,600 a year for raising that child. And they're going to charge $65 a year in this Green New Deal for every dairy cow. So you know what's going to be? If we would manage to pass this monstrosity, not only are your grandchildren and mine going to be in debt slavery for the rest of their lives, they're going to make it impossible to feed this country or anything of that sort. That's about the best I got on that. I got this from a medical source, ivermectin, the makers of ivermectin. I don't know exactly what labs or companies make the ivermectin, but it appears they've been told to slow down or cease production of their ivermectin since it has been approved under somewhat of an approval to treat the COVID.
Okay, KC4RX, LibertyNet from KO4FE. Yeah, we're in a hell of a situation, I'll tell you. And you got a government that's run by not only idiots, but they're fanatical idiots. You know, I listened to Senator Paul talking, grilling that one guy from the, I don't know if he was from the CDC or from the HHS or wherever, but he's asked him a very good question. If somebody's already had COVID and they got natural immunity, why do they have to take a vaccination? And he always kept saying was, well, we're just following the science. Well, the science says that if somebody's had COVID, they got more resistance than someone that takes the vaccine. So it doesn't make any sense. This kind of stuff just doesn't make sense. It's just, you know, it's like, it's almost like they're running a cult. You got to take a vaccine whether you need it or not. So anyway, let me put out a last call, see if we got any more check-ins, and then we'll turn it over back up to the top of the list. So any other check-ins for the LibertyNet, come now.
Hello, Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo, again.
Yeah, I heard a, is that KC8, KE, well, I didn't get the last part of it. Give me the call again and your name.
Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo, it's Chris. I had to step away from the mic for a moment, over.
Oh, okay, Clint, we missed you on the last go-round. Go ahead and take it away. This is KO4FE.
All right, I might have to tune my antenna a little bit, so I'm going to pass that back to you, but I am back in. I want to check my antenna real quick.
Yeah, Roger, I'm not copying him too well. Russ, did you copy that?
Sorry, no copy.
Yeah, Clint, rough copy there. I heard you say something about COVID, but that was about it. Okay, so let me go up to the top of the list, and I'll follow up on another one of these school stories. I tell you what, these schools are really out of control. Here's a, this is KORFE. Here's another crazy school story. It says, Virginia teacher says encouraging behaviors like following directions is white supremacy. I mean, what isn't white supremacy anymore? It says a Virginia high school teacher posted a video criticizing the concept of students behaving themselves and sitting quietly in class as part of white supremacy. He said, I stated that PBIS is white supremacy with a hug,
And a lot of you all wanted to know more about that. The teacher said in a video that was originally posted to his TikTok account in May, the teacher was referring to positive behavioral interventions and support, known by the acronym as PBIS, which is a framework used by Virginia Public Schools to, quote, support positive academic and behavioral outcomes for all students. The teacher appears to be Josh Thompson, an English teacher at Blacksburg High School. The Montgomery County School District told Fox News of the video that a teacher is entitled to their personal belief regarding any division program. The statements made by this teacher do not reflect our PBIS program or the behavioral expectations that we have of students in our school. The school district also noted MCPS has used PBIS in our schools for 8 years. We are proud of our PBIS work. This work helps create a standard for social emotional learning and behavioral expectations in the school building. Thompson said in the video, which appears to have been pulled from his TikTok account as of Tuesday morning, that behaviors such as sitting quietly and being told what to do is part of so-called white culture. I guess he thinks chaos and kids running around is what we ought to be shooting for. He says, so if PBIS concerns itself with positive behaviors, we have to ask ourselves, okay, well, what are those positive behaviors? And it's things like making sure you're following directions and making sure you're sitting quietly and you are in your seat, and all these things come from white culture. And this guy, this teacher, is white. He says the idea of just sitting quiet and being told stuff and taking things in a passive stance is not a thing that's in many cultures. So if we're positively enforcing these behaviors, we are by extension positively enforcing elements of white culture, which therefore keeps whiteness at the center, which is the definition of white supremacy. I don't know. I mean, can you cite some examples where they got kids running around yelling and misbehaving and learning something at the same time? I've never seen a school like that. Anyway, it says the video received swift pushback, with many commenters seeing it as evidence for more parents to homeschool their kids, while others call for the teacher to be fired. And it says other TikToks remain live on Thompson's account, so evidently deleted that account. And in one, he is seen on camera while a caption reads, when teachers say they wouldn't have to write a kid up if they behaved correctly, knowing darn damn well that those expectations are rooted in white supremacy. In yet another video, Thompson said he reminds educators that instances of police brutality and the murders of black and brown people by police officers are directly connected to the work we do. Says, because if any of those people had been white, chances are they wouldn't have been murdered. Well, that's not backed up by the statistics, because the statistics I've seen shows that police are more likely to shoot white people in the criminal investigations and arrests. It's not the other way around. They make it sound like the cops are just running around gunning down innocent black people left and right. That's not the case. So anyway, that's another nut that's teaching your kids, a white guy, everything's white supremacy, everything white is bad. So that's what you got in the schools nowadays. So anyway, let's kick it on down to back down to Russ, KK4WX Liberty Net from KO4FE. Take it away.
Okay. Bill, good done. Good deal all the way around. This is KK4WX for ID, and out of
respect for KA8JOY and his absence, I'm going to do something that he usually does, and we didn't do it this time, and I think I kind of like that. He's the one that started it, and I think we should keep it going. So I'm going to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and I hope all of you will join me there while I say it there. Okay, so here goes. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So we got that over with, and let me get on to other things. This is something that came in the news recently. And I mean, you're talking about an upside down country. You couldn't write this in a script. I mean, it's like utter madness. It really is. Now stop to think about this. Here's what's in the news. It says President Reagan's shooter, John Hinckley Jr., is granted unconditional release. Did you hear that? President Reagan's shooter, John Hinckley Jr., granted unconditional release. Let me read the article here. It says President Reagan's attempted assassin will soon shed the restrictions that came with his initial prison release. A federal judge granted John Hinckley Jr. an unconditional release. Hinckley, now 66 years old after his failed 1981 assassination attempt, was released from prison in 2016 and was living at his mother's house under court-ordered supervision for all of that time. The level of supervision has gotten lighter over the years. Well, heck, that ain't been but 4 years. It says now the judge just signed off on a full release set to begin next June, which means Hinckley will no longer be ordered to steer clear the Reagan family or Jody Foster, with whom he was infatuated when he pulled the trigger. It says, as you know, Hinckley was found not guilty by insanity for the 1981 shooting that left Reagan with a chest injury. His press secretary, James Brady, was paralyzed, while a Secret Service agent and a cop were also shot. So, I won't go any further, but I guess you guys have got the meat of the story here. All that damage that he done to Brady, I mean, he put him in a wheelchair for the rest of his life, and look what he gets. He doesn't get anything. I mean, he gets released. The guy ought to have been put in an electric chair, as far as I'm concerned. And then if that ain't bad enough, there's rumors, and I don't know if it's true, but I heard something to the aspect on Newsmax, I think, that they're fixing to release Sirhan Sirhan. Now, Sirhan Sirhan, he shot Robert Kennedy, I believe it is. So now they're fixing to release him. All in all, the while we got this this decorated Marine Colonel Stuart Scheller, who they just jailed, and the only thing he did was basically tell what kind of a mess that our military leaders have made in Afghanistan. I mean, they wound up with the decisions that they made. It cost 13 lives, military lives, that is, and I don't know how many people was injured and how many other people were killed in this debacle that happened with leaving Afghanistan like they did. So we got basically a decorated soldier who is I don't know if he's being court-martialed or if charges have been brought, but anyway, he is jailed. That's Colonel Stuart Scheller. We need to support this guy because all he did was come out and tell the truth of what kind of debacle
that our military leaders have made in that Afghanistan mess. And then if that's not enough to slap you in the face, think of what Obama did with Bird Dog. Remember him? Bird Dog, the traitor who abandoned his post in Afghanistan and then joined the Taliban? Well, he received a red carpet treatment, him and his parents up there at the White House, of all things. So what kind of evil people are these Democrats? I'll tell you what, they're just, you think what the stuff that they're doing, releasing criminals, all those terrorists and whatnot that they released from prison in Afghanistan, it was rumored that they were saying that there were some of those that were responsible for the one that killed the 13 that was killed in Afghanistan, the last 13. So I don't know. Boy, I'll tell you what, I just don't know if it could get any worse. But if this wasn't happening for real, you'd almost think it must be a joke or something. But it's not. It's real. And it's happening. KO4FE from
KK4WX. Yeah, okay, KK4WX, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Yeah, I agree, Russ. It's like we're living in an insane asylum in real time. It's every time you wake up in the morning and look at a newspaper or get on the internet, start checking websites, just one insane story after another. It's like the whole, everything's turned upside down. Bad is good, good is bad. Insane is sane, sane is considered insane. I mean, it's like the world's been turned upside down. You don't know what the, and I saw tonight that man, he's pretending to be a woman who was in the Olympics. He didn't even win anything. He was voted Sportswoman of the Year by some damn woman's athletic association. He didn't even do anything. He didn't win. He didn't even place. Didn't win any medals, but he's the top sportswoman. Voted by this women's athletic group or Olympic group. This stuff doesn't even make sense. I might have been able to understand that if he might have won a gold medal, but this guy didn't win no medals. I think he bombed out in all the events. But just because he's a man pretending to be a woman, that was enough to vote him in as Sportswoman of the Year, some ridiculous thing they gave him. So anyway, let's try Rodney again. Thanks for the transmission there, Russ. Let's try Jim, NAKLQ from KO4FE. We'll see if Jim's still there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been trying to introduce him to everybody, but I won't back up.
I heard somebody in there, but I didn't copy the transmission. Anybody got a relay?
Yeah, I hear him in there, but I cannot copy. But go ahead and tell him to make his transmission.
Yeah, go ahead and make your transmission. Somebody will hear you.
Yeah, it's a full-on transmission.
I heard him say something and then he stopped. I can't make it out. Anybody got a better copy?
He's a QLP station.
I don't know. I can't pull him out. Let's give Rodney a try. KA1FA Liberty Net from KO4FE. See if Rodney's still in there. Are you there, Rodney?
Yes, sir. I'm here, and I wanted to make a quick comment on what Russ is talking about.
Yeah,
NASCO. They have this office in the and there's no
about 90% of that, KA1FA. This is KO4FE. Okay, well, glad you hung in there. So let's see if Bill's there. I'll give him another call. K1BMW, LibertyNet, KO4FE. Bill, you there?
Hey, by the way, KA1FA, you've got a good signal down south, so I appreciate the comments, KK4WX.
Thank you.
I can't copy people, but other people can. So, don't get, just because I can't hear you, that doesn't mean other people can't hear you. K1BMW, you there? Okay, nothing heard. Now it's Frank's turn. W2GIO. Frank, take it away.
Man, tomorrow, too, checking it.
Yeah, I got you, Larry. Well, I guess Frank checked out. Well, here we go. KB0RSA, Mo, come on. We got to keep up, take up the slack. Go ahead and take a transmission. This is KO4FE.
KO4FE. KB0RSA. Anyway, on that black powder, you guys need to track to where you can get willow. Willow is carbon to do it efficiently, you gotta take the bark off, to make the container, to make it, you have a pan of pretty good size, and then you have a shield of like a cup or a glass or not, it'll have to be all there. And you set it down on top of this plate with a quarter inch hole in the plate. No more than a quarter inch hole in the plate. And then you stuff that willow or cup or glass or white thing. And then you turn it upside down on this plate. And then you either got a burner or build a fire around it so it gets real hot and burns that wood inside. And after it gets cold, then you turn that back over upside down and take the flame off. And then you got to sift that ashes out of that and sift it through the trees and get the vines out of it. The vines is what you want. And then you can put it in a roller crusher, some of it in a roller crusher, and let it run all night and get a real fine and real battery. And that is your best carbon. RSA, back the net over.
Yeah, okay, Mo, KB0RSA. LibertyNet, KO4FE. Yeah, that's interesting. I've never heard of that method. But anyway, anyone that needs black powder, there you go. Maybe for muzzle loading season or something. I don't know. Okay, let's go to, let's see if Chris is in there. W0CGC, Chris, you in there? Nothing heard. KE4BOV, Steve, you there? Nothing heard. KC4RX, Dave, are you in there? Nothing heard. KC8EHR, Clint, are you still there? Well, I guess Clint took off. All right, Larry, it's up to you, so go ahead.
Charlie, Echo Hotel Romeo. There's a Hotel Romeo. You might want to pick him up. You checking in, sir? Yeah, I just, my drive was turned all the way down. I'm still getting familiar with this rig, and I'm not sure if net control can handle it.
Is that Clint?
Give your name and your call, sir, and we'll try to relay you in there.
Yes, sir. It's Clint, Charlie Lima, in November Tango. Call is Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo, over.
Yeah, it's Clint.
Yeah, okay, Clint. All right, Clint, go ahead, make a transmission, then we'll pass it over to Larry.
Okay, net control, I hope you can hear me just fine. I'm just trying my best. I don't have a linear right now.
KO4FE. I didn't get much of that. We've got some weird atmospherics going on because for a second or two I would get a fairly strong copy, and then it would just blip out, kind of. Must be patches of the ionosphere moving around up there. But anyway, let me get Larry in here. N4RLQ, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Take it away, Larry.
Okay, it's current correct to call. It's N4RO, Oscar, Quebec there. So, I knew that YouTube had been banning most anything they want to. And, there's a big article in the USA Today in the business section that YouTube bans, they're calling it false COVID vaccine claims. But, who knows whether they're false or not. They could be, and probably are. Not so false. So, anyway, I'll read the article here. There's not any freedom of speech anymore. They want to cut anyone that has an opposite view. They want to cut you out off and not give you any kind of any talk power. And if you don't believe that they do, then you don't have any say. So this is getting more communist all the time. YouTube is swapping vaccine information and they're calling it conspiracy theories from the video sharing platform. The ban on vaccine, they're calling it misinformation, but it is by doctors. And a lot of them, and they're joining together to go against all these things that they see that a problem with these vaccines. But they're banning them from YouTube. It says, announcing in a blog post on Wednesday, this comes as countries around the world continue to offer free immunizations for COVID-19 to a somewhat hesitant public. Public health officials have struggled to push back against the steady current of online misinformation about COVID-19 shots. Now, these people aren't telling. There's a lot of people getting these shots. They're having blood clots, and they're dying within days, if not months. In the future, they're saying possible other complications, such as cancer and autoimmune disease. Why not let these doctors have their say? They've got just as much right to talk on there as anyone else. And they've got information that's needed in a free society. YouTube's new rules will prohibit any kind of information about any vaccine that has not been approved by health authorities such as the World Health Organization and are currently being administered. The platform has already begun to crack down late last year on false claims about the COVID-19 vaccine. YouTube, which is owned by Google, will delete videos that falsely claim vaccines are dangerous or cause health issues. Now, like I say, these people don't know, the YouTube do not know, they do not know what these vaccines are doing. They know a lot less than the doctors they're cutting off. They cause health issues like cancer, infertility, autism, a theory that scientists have discredited for decades. Now, this is a lot of these vaccines are new and never been. They're all experimental, except Johnson & Johnson. So they have no idea what these vaccines are going to do to people. They're using this as a test case. As of Wednesday, popular anti-vaccine accounts, including those run by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., were kicked off of YouTube. We're steadily seeing false claims about the coronavirus vaccine spill over into misinformation about vaccines in general, and we're now at a point where it's more important than ever to expand the work we started with COVID-19 to other vaccines. YouTube said in a statement, the new rule would apply to general claims about vaccines as well. Now, here they are. Anything you say about any kind of vaccines, they're going to cut you off. General claims about vaccines, as well as statements about specific vaccines, such as those given for measles or flu. Claims about vaccines that are being tested will still be allowed. The personal stories about reactions to the vaccine will also be permitted, as long as they do not come from the account that has a history of promoting vaccine misinformation. So they are going to let some personal stories stay on there. But these people are, they're not wanting people to read from other doctors, even if this is good, even if this vaccine was to be good, they still need to let these other people talk and give their opinions and their advice about who should take this vaccine and who should not, and what it could do to you in the future. It could save a lot of lives. If these people are right, and most likely they are, these frontline doctors and these others, they could save a lot of lives in the U.S. and other countries, which these could be called killers, and they want to get you off the Social Security rolls. They could be, giving you advice to save your life. There's a lot of healthcare workers being fired right now. They're not taking this vaccine. They're not taking the shot because it's all experimental, and they see what it's doing to people. They're still getting the COVID-19. They're still dying with the vaccine. So it's not the thing to do. You need to build up your antibodies and take the ivermectin and the hydrochloroquine. And you'll be a lot better off than taking a chance on something wild that they've dreamed up and put in your body. Okay, here's an article regarding FAA again delays final decision on Georgia spaceport permit. The federal agency said Wednesday it's again delaying a final decision on permitting construction of a launch pad for commercial rockets on the Georgia coast. The FAA now plans to issue a decision on Spaceport Camden, that's C-A-M-D-E-N, on November the 3rd. Previously, the FAA intended to decide by the end of July, then the end of September. Camden County has spent 9 years and $10 million seeking permission to build what would be the nation's 13th licensed commercial space port. In June, an FAA environmental impact study concluding the spaceport would be its preferred alternative. The National Park Service and its parent agency, the U.S. Department of the Interior, disputed the FAA's conclusions that the spaceport poses minimal risk or adverse impact to Cumberland Island, a federally protected wilderness that lies along the proposed flight path, known for wild horses and nesting sea turtles. Cumberland Island draws about 60,000 visitors each year. In July the 22nd, a letter to the FAA, the Interior Department, said a chance of rockets exploding and raining fiery debris upon the island creates an unacceptable risk. Local officials said the county of 55,000 would get a soaring economic boost by joining the commercial space race. So they're trying to get a construction of a launch pad there in Georgia there. And looks like there could be 50-50 on a chance of what they can get done there. All right, I'll shoot it back up there to you there, Bill. Thanks for running the net. And back to you there from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee on the Liberty Net.
Okay, N4ROQ, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, fine business, Larry. Copied all that, no problem. Good signal. And, you know, the problem I have with this government is everything's so damn politicized that you don't know what the hell to believe. You know, this idea that people that have already had COVID and have natural immunity have to be forced to take a vaccine just doesn't make any sense. And that's what makes me suspicious. Now, I took the Moderna shots. I didn't have any effect from it. I know a lot of people that have taken the vaccines. They haven't had any problem at all. I also know people that haven't taken it, and they haven't gotten it. So, you know, you can do what you want, but the point is, if you've already had it and you have natural immunity, it makes no sense for you to take anything. I mean, you got the best of me you can get if you've already had it. It's not only the best and longest lasting, it's better than having taken the vaccine. And also, these vaccines seem to be, they may resist one version of it, but they make you, but then you're still susceptible to these variants. But trying to get to the bottom of this mess is just, it's driving you crazy, because you don't have any faith in any of these government medical organizations, because everything's politicized. Well, anyway, okay, so that's the end of the list. I'm going to start off the 73 round. Got another school story. These things never stop. It's always, you know, they're blaming racism for everything. You're going to eventually end up, these schools are going to be totally dysfunctional if this keeps up. But anyway, here's a story. Dallas ISD will no longer suspend high school and middle school students. Dallas Independent School District is making some changes in how it addresses student disciplinary issues across middle and high school campuses. The school district is doing away with in-school and out-of-school suspensions as disciplinary practices. The district instead will address student behavior issues by incorporating so-called recess centers in its 52 middle and high schools. The school district's program change is in part to address the history of, here we go again, a disproportionate number of minority students are being disciplined by suspension. Data from Dallas ISD shows prior to the pandemic, of the students placed in the out of suspension during the 2019-2020 school year, 52% were African American, 44% were Hispanic, and 2.4% were white. So I guess that makes it automatically racist. Dallas ISD administrator said they're getting calls from other school districts interested in learning more about its reset center. Well, the question I asked, are the kids learning anything? I mean, what do? They send black and Hispanics to so-called reset centers. Well, what does that accomplish? They don't go into that. So anyway, schools are just going nuts in a lot of places. I don't know if it's happening everywhere, but it seems to be in certain places where the liberals are in control. It's just like they're totally overthrowing the whole school system for over these claims of institutional racism and all this. I guess if there's any difference, statistical difference between races, it's got to be bad. It's got to be an example of racism. Couldn't ever happen, be caused by dysfunctional home lives or people being raised by single mothers or anything else. It's got to be racism, and ultimately white people get the blame. So anyway, let's go back down to Georgia, KK4WX, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Go ahead, Russ.
Check me in.
Okay,
Looks like we got Bob checking in. Go ahead and get Bob in there, Bill. Over.
Yeah, okay, Bob. Well, you're in here, and I'll be glad to pass the net over to you. Do you want the net for the last round?
Well, I don't have a list, and you have the list. So if you don't mind, why don't you just finish it up? When you get to the end, I'll read the closing for you.
Okay, sounds good. Do you want to take a transmission?
Yes, if you don't mind, let me just jump in there before Mr. Russ. I wanted to comment on, you were talking about the male that got the award for the female athlete. Where are these goddamn feminists? All we heard from the feminists was equal rights. And now you've got these male transgenders that are taking away awards and scholarships and stuff like that for the Olympics, and not a one of them is pissing a bit. It's like I can't believe these feminists aren't an outcry. You also mentioned, or Bergdahl was mentioned. Remember when Bergdahl went missing, the military sent soldiers out to find him, and if I'm not mistaken, two of our American soldiers lost their lives looking for that jackass, and then we give him a hero's welcome when he comes home from being a deserter. That is so wrong. My other comment would be, you're talking about the vaccination, about the science. So, if you want to go to a Las Vegas, Nevada Raiders football game, you either have to show a vaccination card or get the shot at the door. Now, tell me, is that science or is that politics? That is 110% politics. And I got one article I'll quick read before I give it back to Russ. So we're having a local election for our school board. So there's an old fart that's running for school board, and they ask these people questions. And this is a retired teacher. Last name is Nelson. So the question that they ask all three candidates, how can you and the rest of the board address COVID-related issues during the school year? The one guy says, my goal since I started in the board in 2019 has been to ensure our children remain in school, that we maintain protocols for providing a clean and safe school environment. However, the retired teacher, who I'm sure is a Democrat, his answer is, and I quote, safety trumps freedom. I believe in individual freedom when individual freedom only affects an individual. I cannot drive on the left side of the road. This has not affected my individual freedom, but has ensured drivers' well-being. Yeah, I'm not voting for him. That's a fact. And with that last statement, if we all can remember, some wise guy named Benjamin Franklin, he once said, and I quote, those who give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. With that being said, Mr. Bill, thank you for taking care of this. I was at a wedding reception. My spouse wanted to stay longer. I allowed her to kind of enjoy it with her friends and that. And then after having too much to drink, I wouldn't go get her dog for it, and she called me a jerk, and I dropped her off at home and came to the Liberty Net. So that's what happens when you're a nice guy. Back to you.
Okay, KAJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, well, I'll finish it off. We don't have had most of the stations dropped out due to bad band conditions. But anything, what I would really like to know when it comes to this COVID, because my mind's just overloaded trying to follow all the stories about which treatment works, which don't, all these things. I want to know, how the hell did this thing get started, and why are we allowing these scientists to cook up this damn stuff, and why is the government financing it, and why is Fauci, who was directing funds to that Wuhan lab, why in the hell are we listening to anything he's got to say? He should be arrested and be put on trial for what he's been doing, because the way I understand it, the United States government banned that type of research, and in order to get around it, Fauci got the lab in Wuhan to do this stuff, and he directed money to this lab in order for them to create these damn coronaviruses. That's really the big issue to me, is how did this damn thing get created, and how did Fauci and probably other scientists like him think that they can get around American law in order to create these damn things. I mean, why are they even cooking up these damn viruses in the first place? It's almost inevitable that these things are going to get loose, just like it did. How many people have died? How many trillions of dollars have been spent? How much economical disruption is taking place, all because these damn egghead scientists think they got the right to cook up dangerous viruses that don't occur in nature, and for what? So that they can escape from these labs and infect millions and millions of people in the world? It's just unbelievable. So anyway, let me get it back to Russ. KK4WX, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
Okay, Bill. KO4FE. And the Liberty Net Control, I should say, KK4WX for ID here in southern Georgia. Good comments all the way around. And man, I don't even know where to start. Good to hear you, Bob. Glad to hear you checking in. And for your information there, that last go-around, the second round for me, I said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag in your behalf there, because I know that's the way you... have started the net also. I continued that tradition on tonight there, but good to hear you. And I just want to go down and touch on some of this that some of the people commented on, and I know I'm going to miss a lot, but Larry, you commented on Camden County and some kind of commercial launch pad or something being built on Cumberland Island. Camden County, believe it or not, is one of the counties that I consider it my county. When I say my county, in other words, it's one of my assigned counties that I work in. And of course, it's a coastal county. And Cumberland Island, man, that's a lot of historical. That's a real historical place. Believe it or not, used to. I think he was exhumed, and his body how would you say it was exhumed and maybe buried somewhere else? But the Revolutionary War hero, Harry Light Horse Lee, which was General Robert E. Lee's father, he was once buried on Cumberland. Now, I don't think he is anymore. As a matter of fact, Robert E. Lee made a special trip down to Cumberland Island to visit his father's grave. But it's a lot of history on that island, and I can't imagine them commercializing it, but who's to say? It looks like the South has been a magnet for most of the U.S. military bases anyway. I mean, Georgia's eat up with military bases. I guess if we ever receive a thermonuclear strike in the United States, besides maybe Washington, D.C. getting hammered, I imagine Georgia's going to be one of the first to get hammered with all the military bases we have, because we certainly have our share. Down in Camden County, of course, is the home of Kings Bay submarine base. That's the nuclear submarine base there, so the home of the Trident. So it's a lot of military, strategic bases here in the state of Georgia. But I just can't imagine
Why in the world would they choose Cumberland Island? That's kind of crazy. And I would think kind of, you know, sensitive to the environment also, but who's to say? I don't know. They got one down in Cape Canaveral. Looks like to me they would go down further south on the Florida coast, but I don't know. I don't have anything much else to comment on that. I do have, again, I want to say that I'm not against anybody that chose to take the vaccine. If that's what you wanted to do, you chose to do it, you feel good about it, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. I've just got a problem with the government telling me what I've got to do with my own body. Now, you know, the liberals are, they're always first to say, especially these, you know, abortion-minded type people, what do they call it, pro-choice or whatever. It's pro-murder is what it is. But anyway, you know what they say, my body, my choice, my body, my choice. Well, what about me? What about my body and my choice? I don't want your filthy shot that's made up from aborted fetal cell tissues. I don't want that thing in my blood. I don't want it in my veins. I find it very, very repugnant to have a vaccine that's produced with aborted fetal cell tissue and have something like that, you know, injected into people. I mean, if that's what you want, that's fine. I don't, you know, I don't really like it, and I don't want my taxpayer dollars. I think it should be banned. I think it should be illegal. But for whatever reason, if you want it, whatever. I guess, you know, that's fine. But I don't want it, and I wish it wasn't. I wish such a thing was never even made. But that's the way it is. This is KK4WX Friday. Here is an article, though. And if anybody is interested in this email and it's got a good video to, or had a good link to a video, I don't know if they've deleted it or canceled it yet or not, but anybody that's interested to have taken the vaccine or the shot or jab or whatever you want to call it, that might be interested in reversing this thing, I've got a good email here that supposedly has got a, and I watched the video, it's quite long, but they've got some doctors on there that give you some information on some stuff to take to reverse this so-called vaccine. Now, and by the way, Bill, you made some good points about people who built up immunity that have already had COVID. Now, I've already had COVID. I'm fairly certain that myself, my wife, and my son have already had COVID. I believe we got it back in March of 2020. Did I go get tested and get it confirmed? No, I didn't. But I will say that me and my family, we don't wear masks. And we go anywhere we want. We rub up elbows and shoulders with whoever, with the public, and we don't have a problem. Now, everybody around us a lot of times seem to be wearing masks, and that's fine if that's what you want to do, is restrict the oxygen going into your lungs. That's fine. But the masks are proven not to do a damn thing. They won't help you. They say it's like trying to take a chain link fence and keeping a fly from going through a chain link fence. That doesn't work too well. So if you want that mask on your face, so be it. But we don't wear it, and we've been fine. We haven't been sick. Of course, like I said, I believe we have natural immunity. I just heard, I think it was over Newsmax or somewhere that they, I know it was Newsmax, that they said the vaccine, which I have my doubts about this, but they said the vaccine only gives you less than 50%, less than 50% protection against COVID. And, of course, natural immunity gives you 100% or better, or almost 100%. if you can't get any better. So why would you want someone that's already had COVID, why would you make it mandatory that they take this shot? This thing that's developed from aborted fetal cell tissues, it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, moving on here, if anybody wants this article or this email, I'll be glad to forward it to them. You're just going to have to email me. My email address is good on QRZ, and I'll be glad to forward it to them. But it says, removing the spike protein, eliminating graphene oxide, and reversing the mRNA damage, and more with Dr. I'm not sure how to pronounce this, Dr. N-I-E-U-S-M-A. It says, according to the recent study published by The Lancet, people who've recently been vaccinated carry a viral load that is 251 times higher than those who are unvaccinated, endangering them and their coworkers. If you've had the vaccine, or if you're surrounded by those who have, you'll want to hear about how to eliminate the toxic graphene oxide and to reverse the mRNA damage that they cause, according to Dr. Joe, I'm going to try this, I'm going to say Nisma, who joined Sarah Westall on Business Game Changers to discuss. Also, don't miss this helpful list on Sarah Westall's website, which will be updated regularly. The most recent September 17th update appears below. So, it gives a list of things here. First, do not get sick. It is very important not to trigger an autoimmune response, which could turn your immune system against itself, creating a serious life-threatening situation. So it says how to keep from getting sick. My throat's getting to be where I need to get me a little swallow of water here or something. Let's see if maybe that'll help. But it gives you a list of things, and I can name some of it. It says, do the work to have a healthy body, rest, hydration, nutrition, and exercise. B, maintain high normal levels of vitamin D of 50 to 70 from Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack or from your favorite supplement shop. C, zinc from Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack or from your favorite supplement shop. But it needs to be taken with one of the three mechanisms to get it into the cell. And by the way, guys, zinc will not go into your cells unless you've got a way to deliver the zinc. That's like having a shotgun and you've got a shotgun shell. Let's say the zinc is a shotgun shell, but if you don't have a shotgun to set the shell off, it's no good. But the name of one of the over-the-counter items is called quercetin. Quercetin with vitamin C, again, from a Z-Stack or your favorite supplement shop. Hydroxychloroquine is another one. That's another one that's one that will deliver the zinc. And number three, ivermectin, as prescribed by your doctor. And it goes on and on and on. There's other things here listed, but we're just taking up too much time, and I don't need to read all of it anyway. But if you're interested, again, contact me via my email address. I'd rather you put your call sign in the subject line so that I'll know it's not. So I get so many emails. If I don't see something, you know, that really catches my eye, then and a lot of times I'll delete it and won't even open it up. So if you want to put your call sign on the subject line, then I'll be sure to open it up, because I always catch ham radio-related stuff most of the time, especially if a call sign's involved.
So, send me your request, and I'll be glad to forward you this, and hopefully the video is still working. I don't know. You'll just have to, if it's on YouTube, it probably isn't, because YouTube, like one of you said, has been deleting a lot. I think it was Larry, but it's been really canceling a lot of stuff. It's got to do with COVID or any kind of cures or early treatment or anything, unless it's taking a damn jab. So back up there to you, Bill. I hope you were able to copy okay, and I'm sorry for taking too long on this one. KO4F and the Liberty Net from KK4WX.
Okay, KK4WX from KO4FE. Yeah, 100% copy, Russ. You're about 25 over up here. And, yeah, it's just, I don't know, this COVID, I just get a headache thinking about it. It just drives me nuts, all the politics. And can't seem to get the straight story, and they're playing games constantly with it, and you got all these guys like Fauci and the CDC putting out information that's not true, and politicians trying to force everybody. It's just, I don't know. I mean, you just feel powerless to do anything. So anyway, let me run through this list. This is the original list. I'm going to go through it just briefly, listen for each station, because I know some of them have dropped out and weren't around on the last go-around, so I'm just going to go through them, and we'll give them a chance to respond. If I don't hear anything, I'll go to the next call sign. So here we go. First one on the list, NAKLQ. Jim, you there? Okay, nothing heard. KC8EHR, Clint, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, I think you ended your transmission. I could tell you're in there, but I couldn't copy. This band is not very good tonight. It's not even good for the people that normally are heard with good signals. Anyway, let's go to the next one. KA1FA, Rodney, you in there?
Sure am, and I want to comment too on what Russ was saying with these vaccines. The Welsh CDC came out with some numbers recently to show that 80 some odd percent of the people in the hospital had been vaccinated before. 87%, I think the number was. So you can Google that and get it, because it's in the British press. And it's that's about it. And I think the vaccine may have worked for the original, the design that got to take care of all the is in Spanish. So that's it for me. And thanks for letting me in here tonight. I really enjoyed it, and we'll get an amplifier working.
Okay, Rodney, KA1FA, KO4FE. Yeah, this band with the conditions, big antennas and amplifiers, that's really the best way to get around this stuff, and even then sometimes that doesn't work. But I agree. You know, this, I mean, people some people do get reinfected or infected with COVID even though they had the vaccine. But I did read an article where it said of the people that had the vaccine that do get COVID, their death rate is only like 2%. which is a lot less than people that had been vaccinated. I don't know. That's what I read. Who knows if it's true. So anyway, let's go down and see if Bill's there. K1BMW, Bill, you in there? Nothing heard. W2GIO, Frank, you in there? Nothing heard. KB0RSA, Mo, you still around?
KB0RSA, yeah, I'm still here. Well, back to that, Russell talking about getting rid of the museums on this black powder. You got to consider as a museum, and it wouldn't be hard to hurt everybody to learn how to do it. I made a mistake. I called it that burnt wood. I called it carbon. It's charcoal, really. It's a name. I got my names all mixed up. Anyway, if you want to look it up on your computer and learn about some of that stuff, you can go to Midway USA. Midway USA. KB0RSA, back to you. Over.
Yeah, okay, Mo. KB0RSA, KO4FE. All right, thanks, Mo. Yeah, I've heard you could. Black powder's not hard to make. I guess it's saleable. I mean, there's a lot of people still. Like I said, the only people I know that used black powder were hunters that used went out muzzleloader season up here in Pennsylvania. Actually got a pretty long season, a lot longer than for normal rifles. They got a pretty good season for muzzle loaders. And I used, when I worked, I knew several guys that used to go out for muzzle loader. Of course, they were big into deer hunting. They muzzle loader hunted, regular gun hunted, archery hunted. Probably if they legalized spears, they would be out there hunting with spears. But, yeah, they still a lot of people use black powder. A lot of them are going to those inline guns where it's, I've never shot one. I've looked at them. But, I mean, black powder is still being used a certain amount. Okay, well, let's see if Chris is in there. W0CGC. Chris, you in there?
Comment. Bill, comment.
Yeah, go ahead and comment.
Yeah.
Well, this is Will again. And the thing of it is, you're talking about getting rid of museums and what have you. This is a museum. Learn how to make it. Well, how did they make it? They didn't go to the drugstore and buy potassium nitrate, which is saltpeter. What did they use? What did they use, them old timers? What did they use? And sulfur. Where did they get the sulfur? And what have you, you know? Quicko is the only thing that I've come up with that I can make myself. So I'm trying to figure out. Where would I go out here in the Tules if there wasn't a town, if it was all destroyed or what have you? Where would I go to get the saltpeter and the sulfur? That's what I'm trying to get down the knowledge if nothing else. So them old timers that came over here on the, and they stores to go to get that stuff. KD0RSA, back to net over.
Hey, Mo, this is KK4WX. I got something that might help you on that. There's a series of books that was written out of Rabun County, which is where my kinfolk originally came from, up in the northeast section of Georgia in the mountains, in the Blue Ridge Appalachian Mountains.
And they're called the Foxfire books. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but they've got a lot of folklore, a lot of old-fashioned recipes and how to do things and this and that, just self-made type books on how the old folks used to do things. I can't even tell you all the information that those books have. And it's a series. There's a number of them. And I think they may even still be, I know the Foxfire Museum is still there, up there in Mountain City. So, right there on, matter of fact, we went by it this past weekend, or this past week, but on Black, what they call Black Rock Mountain. But anyway, you might want to look at the Foxfire series of books. And there is a recipe in there on how to make black powder. Of course, it tells you how to make saltpeter also, which, what is the name of saltpeter?
Nitrate.
I got the name of it on the tip of my... I just can't quite think of it anyway. But there's another name for it. You can get saltpeter. There's another ingredient that's made for rotting stumps. Or stump removal. You can buy it at Lowe's, I think. I think that's the same thing. For that. Where you can get sulfur, I don't know. Charcoal, you can make that, of course, in 55-gallon drums. There's certain woods that work better for black powder than others. One of them, of course, and that's the reason why many... Yankees were sought to always capture Confederate gunpowder was because Confederate gunpowder was far superior, and it was made from Colonel Raines's gunpowder factory over in Augusta, Georgia. Now, you can look that up also in Augusta, Georgia. Colonel Raines was far superior ahead of his time on how to produce gunpowder. He was just absolutely magnificent. And one of the things that grew naturally along the banks of the river there in Augusta was the cottonwood tree. And the cottonwood, from what I understand, is one of the woods that will produce a superior charcoal that will make a real good gunpowder. So just wanted to mention that, Bill, and also something else about black powder that you might consider. There's two types, or really, I'll say two major types of firearms that use black powder. One of them's a percussion, which was your model that came after your flintlock. But if you really want to get something that is sort of self-sustaining, always go with a flintlock, because that's the other problem with the cap lock or percussion. Where are you going to get the percussion cap? I don't know of anywhere that you can get them. But with a flintlock, you don't have to worry, because there's flint. There's a lot of flint, and of course, it's basically a flintlock is just a piece of flint striking a piece of steel and causing the sparks in a pan, which of course ignites the flash in the pan, and that heat is what makes the flintlock ignite and go off. So just a little bit of info there. I know a pretty good bit about it. I've shot a lot of black powder matches and whatnot, and I thoroughly used to enjoy it. My throat's getting bad again. Anyway, back to you, Bill. KO4FE from KK4WX.
Okay, KK4WX from KO4FE. Yeah, that's interesting. I never really got into it. far as sulfur goes, I guess you could look around for an old sulfur mine somewhere. I mean, I know they mine sulfur, and I don't know how you extract it, but there's got to be old sulfur mines around that maybe are no longer viable for commercial use, but, you know, a lot of these mines, you can go in there and get, I mean, there's YouTube videos where people are going in and reclaiming old mine tailings and everything else, or even going into old worked out mines and finding small quantities and extracting all kinds of different things, everything from silver, gold, whatever, what have you, metals and other things. And I guess there's sulfur mines around somewhere. You'd have to find one of those to, but I don't, it probably wouldn't be hard to get enough sulfur out of the, I don't know whether it comes in form of an ore or whether you'd have to heat it up and melt it out or how you do it, but that's one way you can get sulfur. Well, anyway, let me get on with this list. Let's see, we got Chris, W0CGC. Chris, are you in there? Nothing heard. KE4VOV, Steve, are you in there? Nothing heard. KC4RX, Dave, are you there? Well, that finishes the list, all except for one station. So N4ROQ, Larry, you got to bring it home.
Okay, I'm still hanging in. Let's see. Here's an article from the Nation in the World, USA Today, regarding North Korea. North Korea says it test fired a new missile. It comes from Associated Press. Seoul, South Korea. North Korea said Friday it test fired a new anti-aircraft missile. The fourth weapons launched in recent weeks that experts say is a part of a strategy to win relief from sanctions and other concessions. South Korea, Japan, and United States typically publicly confirm North Korean ballistic missile launches, which are banned by UN resolution, soon after they occur, but they did not do so for Thursday's, indicating the weapon tested may have been a different kind. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Friday that South Korea and U.S. intelligence authorities monitored moves by North Korea but didn't elaborate. 3 weeks ago, North Korea resumed missile tests after a six-month lull, as it has sometimes done before. The North combined the show of force with a more conciliatory gesture, offering early this week to reactivate hotlines that North and South Korea used to set up meetings, arrange border crossings, and avoid accidental clashes. Diplomacy aimed at getting the North to abandon its nuclear arsenal in return for economic and political rewards has largely been deadlocked since 2019. That has left North Korea under crippling U.S.-led economic sanctions at a time when the economy suffered massive setbacks due to the coronavirus pandemic. The North's latest moves appear aimed at pressuring South Korea, which wants to improve strained ties on the peninsula, to persuade the U.S. to relax the sanctions.
Okay.
I thought it was a pretty good little article regarding the Florida Beach has bought a robot to keep citizens safe during pandemic. And it's got a picture of this little robot. It's got some tracks on it, and it goes upstairs. It's black. And let's see, it's a tactical robot, mini caliber. So it evidently shoots. It's to assist first responders and law enforcement officials. So watch out for these robots. everybody. Ormond Beach, Florida. In an effort to keep first responders and residents safe during COVID-19 pandemic, city commissioners in a Florida coastal town have approved buying a $53,600 tactical robot. The robot will be used on occasion to enter buildings in Ormond Beach where it is determined that it is safer than sending in police or others. Particularly during the pandemic, having this capability to maintain social distance, safely respond to excess individuals who may be infected in a very positive manner. Now, they're saying they bought this $53,600 tactical robot because of COVID-19. They afraid somebody might catch it. This is ludicrous. Let's see. Particularly during the pandemic, we're going to move on from there. It says, Ormond Beach Mayor Bill Partington, he says, particularly during the pandemic, having this capability to maintain social distance, safely responds to and assesses individuals who may be infected is a very positive ability. The bottom line is it keeps the first responders who are serving our residents safe while responding to dangerous or potentially dangerous situations. The mini caliber SWAT robot was purchased from ICOR, ICOR Technology Incorporated of Canada. It is a lightweight, portable robot that is tested and recommended by the National Officers Association. The robot is simple to operate and designed for searching rooms, hallways, stairwells, and combined spaces. It also includes an extendable 360-degree rotating claw arm that can open door handles. Additional features include a wide-angle camera and a two-way communication talk-listen microphone. It was definitely a safety purchase for the city and our police department, said Ormond Beach Commissioner Susan Persis. We should diminish the hazard that our first responders face in the day-to-day operations. That's why we got it. Although the robot may also help protect first responders and police from the COVID-19 virus, it can also help to ensure the physical safety of personnel in some situations. The city received some grant funding to help cut the cost of the robot. The great thing is the cost to purchase the equipment was $53,600, said Persis. We received a grant for almost $40,000. The additional funding, $13,622.47, came from our enforcement trust fund, so it's not really affecting our citizens in any way. Persis said it didn't take long to get officials on board. Everyone was immediately in favor of it. She said, I talked to a couple of police officers, and afterward I was thrilled about it. I think just in today's world with COVID and just with everything else going on, I think it's just a really smart purchase. This same robot model is also used by the Volusia County Sheriff's Office in nearby DeLand, Florida. The Sheriff's Office is the primary agency supporting Ormond Beach's Special Response Team of Technical Operations. Tactical operations, and we're offered to provide robot training to city personnel. These tools are just another layer of protection for deputies and for anyone involved in a potentially dangerous call. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood said in an email, if we can deploy a robot or a drone to get a better view of the volatile situation without risking anyone's lives, we stand a better chance of resolving it peacefully and sending everyone home safely. Any police department that adds this type of capability is making a smart decision for the safety of our officers and their residents, and the officers, sheriff's office, will be everything we can to help Ormond Beach PD take full advantage of what this equipment can do.
Yeah. We're allowed to talk about all these illegal aliens that are let come across. But they burn all these little gadgets to go in rooms and get people out. But they're not getting anything. They're not coming up with anything on the border to stop all this mass amount of people coming in from all countries, Haiti, Mexico, every place in that area, and also I've heard Iran and all other countries are coming in down there too. We're all talk about all this, that they're coming in with all this pandemic, COVID-19 stuff, but they're not worried about any of that. Okay, we'll shoot it back up there to you, Bill. Thanks for running that again, and enjoyed it. And this is Larry in Tennessee from N4ROQ on the Liberty Net, back to net.
Okay, N4ROQ, Larry in the Liberty Net. This is KO4FE. Well, I didn't want to leave Bob off the list. I don't know if he's still there, but we're going to let you finish it up there, Bob. KAAJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE.
All righty. It's a terrible night. The band is crappy, but there's storms everywhere. Bill, thank you for filling in for me. Jesse's still pretty sick, and I wanted to kind of still have some fun at that wedding reception, so I appreciate it. I will see everybody on Wednesday night. The only other thing I got to say is we went into the church today, walked in the door, there's a big sign on the church that said masks required. There was a handful of people in the front of the foyer. Being the shy and conservative person that I am, I walked in with no mask and looked at everybody and said, really? I think we still have a First Amendment. It says the right to assemble, freedom of speech. Fauci is not your God. Throw the mask away. And everybody took their masks off. And we were maskless through the whole wedding. Yeehaw! So, with that being said, again, thank you, Paul, for recording tonight. Appreciate it. Mr. Jesse, I hope you get better soon. And with that being said, I'll release the mic and see if anybody has any final comments before I close the window. Jesse Hurd, again, Bill, thank you. I appreciate you filling in. See you all guys all on Wednesday night. So as Mr. Bill closes the window on this night's Liberty Net, Mr. Bill wants to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to the Silent Keys, W1WCR, W9FAM, KE8INE, KN4NCF, N3DBA, W2WCW, excuse me, WHMPB, K4GAR, KB2DYB, KE2LO, KIJ2. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country, bless America, and with that being said, Mr. Russ, thank you for doing the Pledge of Allegiance. I appreciate you doing that to keep our standard of the Liberty Net. With that being said, good night to everyone. This is KAAJOY.
Okay, KAAJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. There's one other silent key that you forgot, and that's KE4NY, Harvey. Down there in Mobile, Alabama. He was on there on the Liberty Net for years. I was thinking about him the other day because he used to use a listening antenna, and I've never heard of this thing, and I've looked on the internet for any information on it, and basically what he used was a piece of 300 ohm twin lead with some length. I can't remember how long it was, and he put a mica capacitor on one end of it, and he used that as a listening antenna. Claimed it reduced noise and it worked good. I don't know if he used a preamp with it or not. He just laid it on the ground. He says it was a good receive antenna, but I've never seen anything and I've never been able to find out anything on that type of antenna. So anyway, I always remember Harvey because I talked to him about that antenna years ago. So KE4NY, add that to your list there, Bob. So anyway, that's it for the Liberty Net. Band conditions were pretty poor. I have to admit that. A lot of stations. And Larry, your signal was down from normal. Normally you're giving me 30 over. You were only 5 over, Bob. Your signal was down. It was a little long because Russ was coming in pretty good. I don't know who. I don't know how good I was doing, but there's nothing else I can do with my signal. I got everything maxed out the best I can outside of putting up some towers or something, which I'm not going to do. So anyway, we'll see everybody Wednesday night. Thanks for all the check-ins and 73s to everyone who listened. And I will also thank Paul for making the recordings. They come in handy, so because a lot of times he records stations that I don't hear, and I like to hear what they have to say. So anyway, 73's all. We're going to slam the door shut. Whether Mrs. Calabash is there or not, maybe her butt might get hit by the door. I don't know. But anyway, so good night to everyone. This is KO4FE slamming the door on this night's Liberty Net. So long.
Mr. Bill, just so I get the number correct, Kilo Echo 4 November Yankee was Harvey's?
Yeah, KE4NY.
All right, because I have another Harvey here, Whiskey 8 Mike Papa Bravo. That's a Harvey also that used to be on the net.
Yeah, that's Harvey Hines. He's up in Michigan. He was up in Michigan.
All righty. I will add that to my list. Thank you very much.